Hello and welcome to another episode of the Dads on the Fly podcast. I'm Caleb Simmons.
And I'm Joshua Simmons. We are two brothers who love fly fishing, our families, and are men of faith. But like most of you listening, we're still not experts on any of those subjects.
So our hope is to speak with as many people that we believe are experts on these subjects and pose the questions that most of us are asking.
So thanks for joining us along the journey as we seek to inspire and encourage dads and anglers as we wade through fishing, fatherhood, and faith on the fly.
Well, hey, everyone, and welcome to episode 97 of the Dads on the Fly podcast. I am Caleb Simmons alongside my brother, Joshua Simmons. Joshua, how's it going, man?
Dude, it's going great. I've got kind of something exciting that happened today. I was looking at my social media just real quick, and I get a memory notification on one of the apps. I think it was Facebook. And July 9th, 2021, we dropped the very first episode of Dads on the Fly.
Day one. That's wild.
Like, it was like a little picture of, hey, check out something me and my brother did.
Yeah. That's crazy. It's been going 2 years now. Happy 2 year anniversary.
Two solid years of Dads on the Fly. And I wanted to ask you this question when that popped up. So in 2 years of doing the podcast, what is maybe one of the coolest things that you think you've gotten to maybe either do or, I don't know, people you've gotten to meet or just, I mean, I know there's a lot, just one that pops off the top of your head.
Yeah, there's so many things that, you know, pop off the top of my head. I mean, I never thought we'd get the opportunity to, like, do trips to different places. I mean, here we are 2 years in, and we've been to Wyoming, we've been to the East Coast, we've been, you know, even places just a few hours away, but... That's pretty incredible to think about the fact that we've got to fish in some really cool places already and that it's got me excited for the possibility for even more.
Well, the possibility for more is there. What we need is like a sugar person. You know what I mean? Like, I know that sounds wrong, but you know,
it does.
Like, you need a private investor.
Yeah, for real.
Because all these people want us to come fish. Like, our buddy, and I got to give a great shout out to our buddy. We're kind of going to go all over the place tonight, folks, for episode 97, but... Man, we got our local Flow magazines in.
Oh, yeah, man. Those are sweet.
And Josh just asked us to come down and do some striper fishing, which we're going to try to make happen in November. But, man, we were in that. To actually see it, you know, we'd seen it on
it was cool.
Our phones.
Yeah, it's
to
see an actual screenshot of it, copy. Actual seeing it, yeah.
Like, to be in the magazine. It was kind of cool. And multiple people have reached out. A couple people even bought them. He said that, you know, a couple people reached out. Hey, heard you on the podcast and bought some. So, just a reminder, guys, Local Flow Volume 2 is available now on Josh's website, which you can find at Local Flow on Local Flow Mag on Instagram. We post a lot of stuff on it. If you want to get a copy, send it. I'll say that, I don't know, I know you were on vacation, but I got a pretty good chance to look through a lot of it. And
I've read through most, or looked at all the pictures and read through some of the articles.
Yeah, so some of those guys that did the articles, one has got the kid on his back, you know.
I've
already reached out to him about possibly, you know, doing some fishing together, maybe being on an episode.
That's cool.
So even to connect with some people that were in the magazine was really awesome. Yeah. But going back to what you said, all these people are gracious enough. And I think that is the coolest thing. And we're going to talk about this on something we got coming up on episode 100. But that is the coolest thing to me is the amount of people who are so gracious to, like, come hang out with.
Yeah.
And one of those people, we're going to drop an episode in a couple weeks, we got to hang out with when we went on our family reunion trip.
Yeah.
So we went on our family reunion trip, and, you know, this is the first episode we've done in like 3 weeks, just me and you, because you've been on vacation.
It's the first time we've been together in like 3 weeks.
Yeah.
We did a lot of pre-recorded stuff.
But if you remember on that pre-recorded night, we kept saying, hey, maybe this is it.
And it's still it.
Maybe that. Well, we got to talk about what did happen. Maybe this is it. Maybe, just maybe, we can go down to our family reunion
on the Pamlico
Sound River, river, and just maybe we can get Joshua on a saltwater fish on the fly.
Just maybe.
Just maybe. And if you follow our Instagram, you'll know.
Struck out.
So I think at this point, it just becomes a challenge. If anybody out there's listening, you know a guy that thinks he's really good. That's kind of where I'm at with this. Like, if you think your could get not even a redfish, just a saltwater fish.
Yeah,
okay. I mean, you know, it could be tarpon, redfish, whatever.
Like, we're about guaranteed for October.
Yeah, but I'm extending the challenge right now. I've got a month left in my summer.
Okay.
Now, my wife is going to go nuts.
I was going to say, means you got to get to the coast.
That's what I'm saying. So, like, you got to make it pretty worth my while here. But you got a month left of challenge right here.
Yeah.
That if we could get away for even a day.
Yeah.
The challenge is out there.
I like it.
Because even in October, though, we're really hosting that trip. And so I'm going to really hope the people that we've got coming are going to do most of the fishing.
Yeah,
I mean, true. I may hook up once or twice, but it's not going to be like about me.
Yeah.
And there's still, so let's talk about maybe why it didn't happen. I mean, Foster caught the redfish of the trip.
Yeah.
We didn't do like a whole day or anything.
No. Big shout out. We went for a couple of hours.
Yeah. And big shout out to Bo and Greg for taking us out, which we have an episode with them coming up.
Yeah, coming up. We're going to learn more about Pirate Waters Outfitters down there.
Yeah. But I think what I'm learning, man, on these couple of saltwater trips I've been on is it's not – YouTube makes it a little easier.
It ain't trout fishing in the river.
No. YouTube makes it seem easier than it is. Like, you watch these YouTube videos, like, they're just hauling in these redfish, like, over and over again.
That's YouTube.
Right there. I know.
It's like social media. You get the highlight reel.
I could do that. And then I get there, and I was like, there's no fish. And, like, then we found, like, some fish, and we couldn't hook – well, Foster hooked that big one.
Yeah.
You hooked into one, and he snapped us.
Yeah.
And then I was kind of like, we saw some other fish during the day a little bit, but I don't know. It's just
– it's hard, man. I mean, I think we were hunting them and trying to find them, and –
yeah,
you know, it's just, it's not, like I said, it's not Trout River.
So I am taking my family to the beach Labor Day weekend.
Okay. Yeah, that's right. You are. Maybe you got to find somebody down there.
I don't know.
Sneak away for a few hours?
That's what I'm thinking. I started Googling today, like DIY stuff, because Foster got real into kayaking.
Okay.
I was like, I wonder if we could find a big, like a little slough, rent a couple kayaks, just get onto something. I mean, like, what kind of fish are there? There's got to be something
I don't know
what little fish live there. But there's bound to be something that'll eat some kind of fly. We could throw
a, you catch a croaker on a fly.
Well, I don't know. I mean, it's just something.
I mean, fun.
But to do it, so challenge extended. If you're out there listening, you know someone, and if I get a saltwater fish, not a red, then we'll just extend the challenge to the reds, and we'll just go from there.
Oh yeah, that's good, man.
But that was really cool, man. Just the people we've met. We don't want to kind of talk too much about that trip because we got an episode coming up with them. But in the 2 years we've been doing this, it's crazy to think 2 years we've been sitting around talking on these mics and all the people we've met. That's the cool part for me.
Yeah, I mean, that's I figure with your personality, it would definitely be the fact of all the people you've gotten to connect with and communicate with. And really, I mean, the thing that's been cool is we've learned so much probably in 2 years. I mean, as I look back and I think about what I've gathered from talking to so many different people and even from just talking with you about fishing, about being a dad, about so many different things, it's definitely been impactful. And so it's been impactful for me, so I'm going to keep doing it if everybody keeps listening or not.
That's kind of what that's kind of way I feel. And what's been really cool, you said something there about my personality, like meeting all these people. That's been outstanding, but it's also the not just meeting them, like really getting to know, like the retreats, like you said,
yeah,
like doing the trips. And and that reminds us, we want to let everybody know we got some spots open for April 2024, and I know they're going to fill up. I think it's just so far away, people are kind of like planning.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's a long time from now.
We're also looking at October of 2024. We just don't have the dates yet. I actually need to do that this week. I've put that off and not going up there and book those dates, but we need to book those dates too. And so and there's going to be some options for people to do some fishing with us. But, man, it's just so cool to think that we started this. I mean, we moved from your dining room table.
Yeah. That's why, yeah, it started. And, golly, the way we used to record and
with two
quality
little mics
we had. I mean, we had some quality mics that we, quote, unquote, borrowed from church.
Yeah.
And but, you know, it helped make it happen. And, yeah, it's come a long way. Hopefully, as people go back, if they listen to those early episodes, they could say it's come a long way.
I mean, it's too cool.
Gotten better.
Like, even to be in, like, Austin, Texas, and to walk into Howler Brothers.
Yeah.
And the guy say, oh, somebody told me I need to start listening to you.
Yeah, that was cool.
Like, and you've been places, too, that's happened, and people have said things, and you're kind of...
Dude, we got recognized at the airport one day. I mean, holy cow.
Yeah, we did. Well, you know, because of that lovely Salt Lake City cancel, it didn't get us on that canceled flight, though, so we're not quite there. You know, we didn't have that quite of a pull to get us on that flight.
Yeah.
But, I just want to say thanks for everybody for 2 years that have been listening. And so we kind of got a big thing we're going to do. So today, this is really like the 2-year anniversary. But you know, it's episode 97. So that was really, so we thought we'd do something really cool for the 100th episode of Dads on the Fly. So 98, we got a guest on. 99, we got some guests on. But for the 100th episode of Dads on the Fly, we are going to do just you and me. And we are giving our listeners two cool opportunities. Okay. First cool opportunity is we are going to talk about topics like that they want us to talk about.
Listener topics.
Listener topics. Now, if they don't send us anything, we're going to do our own thing.
Do our own thing.
So just FYI, if you don't send us anything,
it'll be okay. We'll still have plenty of content.
But we've got about, what is it? We got about three weeks. About 3 weeks. So you got about 3 weeks to send us whatever you want to talk about.
Yeah. So, I mean, what kind of questions do you have for us? Not that we have all the best answers, but...
No, we'll pull back from our featured guests to find the
answers. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, we'll go ask find out from the experts. But whether it's fishing related, whether it's dad related, whether it's just Western North Carolina related, whatever. You know, if you've got stuff you'd like for us to talk about, or I guess not even questions, just like topic.
No,
I
guess. It doesn't have to be a question. Like, it could be a question. It could be a question, but hey, when are you coming here to fish? And that'd be great. I'd love to answer that question.
Yeah.
Or it could be like, can you talk about, you know, some more? A lot of people really liked when we did a couple episodes on, you know, blue lining here in Western North Carolina.
Yeah.
And if you know, we're not going to drop stream names, but we will tell you all about how we find these streams. And, you know, okay, the one way we found those streams is with trout routes. And I had a great conversation with those guys the other day, and some cool new things are on the Trout Routes app that I wanted to let you know about. So, as always, Dads on the Fly is brought to you by Trout Routes. And what's really cool, they have kind of, I don't know how they did it, but so you can click on, let's say there's a bridge, right? That's usually how you click on the access points.
Yeah.
So now you can click the bridge, and there's a little button that pops that says Street View.
Holy cow, they're giving street views on it now. Yeah, that's pretty fantastic.
And so you can kind of see like, I'll be able to climb in here. Or as we've learned sometimes, no, I will not be able to climb in at that access point.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
that's cool, man. I like that.
So Trout Route's got some new things coming. That is one of them. You can also now see stream flows and CFS. So we would like to give a big shout out and thank you to those guys. They've been on board for about 6 months now. And a big shout out to Trout Routes. You can find them Apple Store or what's the Google one? Google Play.
Wherever you get your apps.
That's
the way we say it.
So you can download the Trout Routes app
today. Check out Trout Routes. It really has been a game changer, especially when we go new places. You know, we're going on vacation here in next week. Yeah, I guess when next week's episode drops, we'll be in
there. Yeah, I've already had a request for a family vacation recap episode.
Okay.
Because people resonated so well last year with the theme days.
I like it.
Yeah. And so people are already requesting.
We met with mom tonight, and the themes are a little different this year.
Yeah, she told me we're going to be doing some like Minute to Win It.
Yeah, I think we're playing some games.
So it's not going to be like dress up.
Themed out.
What was it last year? We went all across the world.
We went to different countries. This year it's a little bit more.
So sure, we're just playing games.
More competitive.
Is there a winner to these games? Like,
I'm sure there's a grand prize. Some type of trophy or something. No, it hurts.
Is there a grand prize at the end of the week?
Yep.
So maybe stay tuned for that. But so yeah. 2 week, we're a week from vacation. But man, let's talk a little bit about the fishing we have done this summer.
Yeah, it's been a fun summer already. We've gotten to do a lot. I feel like this is probably the most I've spent on the water during a summer.
Dude, let me just tell you. The week you were on vacation?
Yeah, you went like 3 times.
I took the raft out 3 times.
I'm impressed you took it out 3 times by yourself, by the way.
Okay, let's
And you rode by yourself.
Let's just go. We got to go down this route. All right. So okay?
Yeah. Okay. So I'm at the beach. So
you are at the
beach. I was living it up and having a great time.
And
unfortunately, I will go ahead and talk about my beach trip when it comes to fishing. Fishing did not get to happen at the beach like I hoped it would, because we had a boat, issues with the boat that every boat owner understands. And so we ended up not being able to fish hardly. We didn't really fish any. And I didn't take the fly rod out to the surf or anything because I was too busy chasing kids around. So I didn't get to fish a lot on vacation.
You did cast a pretty good bit at the river, even though we were on the
we
did some conventional tackle off the pier
and caught some fish there. But I did not get to do the coastal fishing like I had
Yeah.
Dreamed.
So even though you were supplied well by our friends at Rent This Rod.
Yeah, they hooked us up.
With two awesome rods to try to fish, you didn't get to cast them as much. So correct. I guess we're going to have to give those back.
Yeah, we do.
Unless somebody calls me the next and takes my challenge of getting me a sucker fish. Yeah. I'll even bring my gear.
Yeah.
So there you go. So you didn't get to fish much. Well, I was just, some things worked out. My daughter was at VBS that week, and Pearl was the VBS. Yeah, I think everybody knows Pearl by now. I mean, hopefully,
if they're new,
if you don't, if you're new to the podcast, Pearl is our mother.
Yeah.
Sorry, we need to we should put them in the show notes of all the names of the people. So Pearl is doing the music at VBS, and so she's like, "I'll pick up Corbin one day, and I can take Dad and Foster right on a Smalley float."
Yeah.
Now, I wasn't like intent. I had not done a solo float with me on the oars
the whole time. Yeah.
Since we bought the thing.
Yeah.
It's just never worked.
Is this the first time you've taken it out without me?
Yes.
Really?
That's what I'm saying.
Oh wow. Okay. Like, well, this you've taken the kids down the river. Like here in town, a couple times.
No, not without you. You were with me.
Well, you took Foster and his little friend down.
That's this week. That was
that. That was that week. Oh, okay.
We're getting there to that one. Wow. You're jumping ahead of this story here.
Sorry, yeah.
So we got.
Dang, really? That's the first. We've had the boat for over a year, and you haven't taken it out without me yet.
Isn't that nuts?
That is nuts.
That just. Well, part of it is. Well, I don't have a truck.
That's true. Yeah, you don't have a white off.
We're just throwing out challenges to all our listeners. So if you know. If you, let's get real.
We
here.
Need a boat.
We need a boat truck too. So I don't have a truck. And I don't have a tow package on my SUV, so either one or two things are going to happen. I'm going to have to get a truck, or I'm going to have to put a tow package on my SUV. Or
so funny that you don't have a vehicle to tow the boat, but the boat stays
in your house. Yeah. Well, I have the best place to store it. But anyway, so Dad is gracious enough to lend me his truck.
Yeah.
Well, he went with me, so it was okay. But Dad comes, we get the boat, and we set it on the Smalley water. Now. I've been on the Smalley water enough to know like where to go, so it wasn't like a problem. I did really good. We only got hung up like once. I was very
that's impressive. Yeah,
I did really, really good as far as the rowing part of it. Fishing was a little slower than we wanted to be. We had a big rain the night before, and it had cooled the water temp down, and that kind of hurt us a little bit. But Dad did catch two smallies. We missed like four or five more.
Yeah.
So it was good, but I think this kind of goes into our parenting tip maybe for this episode. My son had still never caught a fish from the raft. Do you remember him saying
that?
Yeah,
that's right. I remember that, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So he is kind of thorns. He's in that week, he became much better at streamers. Because he's, you know, it's different, right?
Yeah, when
you
say, for sure.
Especially for maybe somebody who's not used to it. Like if you're used to dead drifting an indicator or dry dropper fishing, streamer world is going to be different, right? Yeah. So... He's getting frustrated, like you could tell, right? We can see the takeout. And at this point, Foster is not caught a fish. He had three good chases, and he didn't let the smallmouth come all the way and grab it. You know what I mean? Like he thought it was a trout and just kept stripping fast.
Yeah.
And he had three good chases. So he was doing the right things. And, dude, here's what is crazy. And Dad even said this. His casting was just... getting way better, like phenomenal.
Good, that's awesome.
Like really, really good. And he was casting his four weight. So we had, like, if we would have got a smallie on that four weight, we'd have had
been
a good time.
Gnarly,
yeah, we'd have had a good time. Because he was streamer fishing a four weight all day.
That's wild, yeah.
But anyway, we get to about the end of the takeout, and I start seeing some, we good? We'll check there. I start seeing some little risers, and I know they're panfish. They gotta be. Like, the river we're on, they're definitely not trout. And I had the very first fly rod that my father-in-law ever gave me, a Reddington Crosswater combo, right? It's 8-6 four weight, maybe 7-6 four weight. And I had a Sam's one bug on that I'd been playing with and still watered throughout the float, you know, just flipping around. And I said, Foss, just throw it over there. Well, dude, then it just got crazy. Like, we just found that I showed you that one panfish.
It's huge.
He caught on that thing. And so that was the first fish he caught on the boat. So he was elated, right?
Yeah.
And then he caught like tons more. And me and Dad just sat our rods down, and we just sat there and watched him fish. That's so cool. Foster just stood on the back of the raft on the gear rack back there and was just, like, slinging his four weight over there. And he had a blast, caught a rock bass, caught some other stuff. So it was, like, that made the whole
trip. All on top water.
Well, that's made the cool. whole trip. Yeah. Like, and we were 100 feet from the takeout.
Yeah.
So that was really awesome. But that was my first solo trip, and I did good, man.
I was going to say, I'm proud. Hey, how'd you do on that the one little gnarly rapid right there?
Well, what we didn't do was we didn't lose the Orvis pack. So that was good.
Yeah.
Had everything strapped in. I don't really remember which. I don't feel like, I guess the gnarly rapid,
right,
I don't know which
one. It's right before the bridge where the road crosses over.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, I don't,
never mind.
I mean, right, to me, they all look the same. I just okay. kind of go
there's one
down.
That's kind of.
We hit them like, all yeah, correctly. Back.
Well, that's good.
There was a couple. We did get completely pinned just one time.
Yeah.
But it was so warm, I just got out my chacos and just pulled this around. And here's the other thing. Foster and Dad on the boat.
Pretty light.
Really not a lot of weight.
You're not as heavy as
so
we
we're
are.
Just like, whoa. Yeah. Just
probably the two of them is the same as just me and you.
Oh, for sure. I mean, Foster on the back is like nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, only the heaviest thing, I mean, Foster doesn't make much more than the turtle box.
Yeah, exactly.
And so we had the turtle box on the back of the boat and Foster. That was huge. So what a great trip for me to just do it. Because that's a pretty good, like, it's a five and a half hour float.
Yeah.
And I rode the whole time. It was good. I didn't cast, but like twice. We anchored one time and I got out and tried to cast like one little hole that I knew held some fish.
Yeah.
There was a waiter that day we passed.
Yeah.
Like a guy
I've
waiting.
Seen
some waiters. Yes. Some waiters are getting out.
Yeah.
I think it has to do with some recent developments in the area.
Yeah.
That maybe why the waiters are coming out. Yeah. But anyway, it was a great trip. And Foster loved it.
Yeah.
Okay. So that was that. So 2 days later, 2 days, 3 days later, Foster was like, can we go again? Well, I didn't have time to do the big stretch.
Yeah.
And I got on our little local stretch right here, right in town, right?
Yeah.
Me, Foster, his buddy Wells, and the tubers.
Yeah, I was going to say, in the rubber hatch.
Yes, and the tubers. And we fished, and, you know, Wells caught a couple of rainbow trout.
Yeah.
And then, dude, we got to this kind of the still part of that water.
Yep.
And we had red squirmy worms underneath indicators. Well, excuse me. Wells had his underneath the indicator. Foster had a Sam's One bug on top with a, that was his indicator had a hook, yeah. Right? And it got silly.
Yeah.
With panfish.
Really? That's fun.
And they could care less. I mean, it's.
Oh, dude, they're catching fish on the fly. I mean,
we doubled
panfish
up.
Panfish on the fly is great.
We doubled up like six times.
Really?
Like,
oh, wow.
One rod on this one. Both doubled up. You know, just, and here's what's
Bend
funny
over
part.
With panfish.
Well, here's what the funniest part. We're doing most of it. All the people who are up there eating at Bear Waters are just watching.
Watching you.
It's like free. I need a sign. We'll take your
free
kids fishing for
yeah.
free. Because it was just, they were just like, that's people were like, funny. Oh my gosh, look at all those fish they're catching. We, yeah. I think we stopped counting. It was crazy. So they had a blast.
That's fun.
And that was cool. And then Corbin wanted to go. So the next day, we got the boat again. Dad's just letting me use the truck again. And we took Corbin. Now, Corbin really didn't want to go fishing. She wanted to go swimming.
Yeah.
And so I got some great shots of Corbin just
jumping
off the boat. Yeah.
That's great.
I need to talk to Brian at River Red about getting a ladder.
Hey, I had an idea about that.
I'm listening.
I mean, we've got a ladder from our trampoline that broke. I really think there's a way.
You could attach that bad boy.
We could just take it with us and then drop it off the side. You know, it's got little hooks on it. We could just hook
it
right onto
the... When you think about it, you remember being in the lake as a kid. You can't just climb up on a boat.
No.
You need a ladder.
You need like a ladder or something. Yeah, it gets
drop the ladder off the anchor.
Yeah, man.
Drop gear rack back there.
Off the gear rack back there and let him climb up.
So,
I mean, you and I couldn't do it, but the kids could.
Well, I don't plan on jumping off the...
True,
I can climb in. But they were jumping off in these like big deep holes and swimming.
Oh, yeah.
But that was really fun. We didn't catch many fish that day with Corbin, but... it reminded me of something we talked about a lot, which is, and I feel like we keep saying this, and I keep hearing it from different people, you don't have to go across the country.
Yeah.
You know?
It's right in our own backyard.
I mean, you got water right here.
Yeah.
And too many, and people, and you then you start telling people, oh, yeah, I just took my kids. You took them where? Yeah, right there. Really? And you caught fish? Yeah, like a lot. Like a ton of fish. Like, what kind of fish? Well, they weren't all trout. We caught some trout, but
yeah,
we caught a lot of fish.
Yep.
And it was super fun, and they could have cared less whether we were, my daughter would not know the difference between the Yellowstone and that river right there.
Like, oh yeah. They probably have more fun on this river.
Yeah. Oh, and there's not 17 boats to bump into.
Yeah, you just had the tubers.
We got pretty good at avoiding
which it. Which I can't say anything. I've tubed down that river twice this past week. So,
have you thought about taking a fly rod on the tube?
So I thought I did, but I couldn't. Fly rods are too long, man. And chasing kids the whole time.
You need one of those little like spin
rods. I need like a Tinkara or something. Yeah. A Tinkara would be pretty sweet to haul with me. Then I could just extend it out.
Just and stop.
And fish from every time we stop. Spot. Well, like the kids, we pull over like every time there's a deep hole and let them swim. So it's a great time.
I heard a podcast. I saw a podcast title the other day that I want to look a little into. It was the title was Tinkara Bone Fishing. I know. I just can't. I can't believe it either. But I do want to see if I can find that episode. But so man, it was so fishy.
That's good.
And that week was so fishy. And then our buddy from Texas, Bill, came in 4th of July.
Oh yeah.
And his family's here in Bryson City, and I got to take him
to the park.
To the park doing some wild water fishing.
That's awesome.
And I'll tell you,
how'd you do?
We're out of practice.
Yeah. I felt the same way.
Dude, when did you go?
I went Friday night, so I took my wife on a date Friday night.
Yeah.
And we went up to one of our favorite little stretches up here. Didn't catch a thing. Had a couple splashes.
We caught so I felt really good about my being a host because they caught more fish than I did.
Well, that's good.
So they caught fish.
That's good.
Me and Foster, I spent time falling down, and I got a new pair of boots I was trying out too. So that's been pretty nice.
We went up there Friday night and just didn't really have any luck. It was hot. Like, it's hottest
it's hot.
Been around here in a long time.
But I was casting too many trees because I've been
really
all this smaller fishing.
You've been chucking. You've been double hauling and everything with small.
Well, we didn't really talk about the lack of double hauling.
Yeah.
That I tried to do on the coast, but
yeah.
But yeah, like,
I mean, we went up there, man, and we just really, I mean, we didn't see fish. We didn't, like I said, we had like two splashes.
It's the summer.
And Sally's still kind of learning a little bit, but we had a great time. We just went up there, took some food, and picnicked along the side of the river. That's kind of like our go-to because it's free.
Yeah, but I think when you get just back into this, man, we just have this river and other rivers that we have done the smart thing of we just shut down the trout kind of during the.
Yeah, I mean, this time of year, smart. Man. Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to trout fish right now. But unless I'm going up really high and chasing natives. And
we might trout fish next week on vacation. One day.
Yeah, we're going to be up in the high
country.
The
only reason we'll do that is because we don't know where any smallies are up there.
Yeah, that's true. And we'd have to haul a boat. And,
yeah, we're not going to take the boat. We're not going to take the boat this year. Yeah, we think the boat's staying home.
Yeah, I think she's not going to make the voyage this year.
Oh, but I didn't tell you about my other part of the boat that was my most impressive moment.
Okay, what happened?
I backed that freaking trailer down. Dude, I have not backed a trailer since high school.
That's awesome.
And I put that trailer on the money spot.
That's good, man.
And I was like, this is sweet.
That thing gets a little finicky, too, because it's such a small trailer. So sometimes
I think it's better than Dad's truck. Is Dad's truck longer than yours?
Maybe.
I don't know. I feel like the longer
For sure.
The truck, the better.
Yeah.
And I was able to.
Makes a lot of sense.
What I didn't do very well was, I don't know how many of you people listening back trailers, but I cannot use the backup camera. Oh, Lord.
Oh, gosh, no. Not the trailer.
But if I can look at the trailer, I'm solid.
Yeah.
So when the boat's not on the trailer, I stink at it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because it gets so
light. Because I can't see the trailer.
Yeah,
That's what's crazy.
Yeah.
I went to park the trailer at the takeout.
Had way harder. Takeout's kind of a pain to park.
But I could not back it.
That's funny.
Because I couldn't see the trailer. Then I was like, I'll never get this thing down. And then I got here, and I was like, oh, my gosh, I did so good. Yeah. So I was so impressed. So
that's funny.
All those float trips, man, family vacation. Not family vacation. Family reunion.
Yeah.
Everybody who passes us on the river, the tubers, when we were at the event with our family, the reunion, everybody was jealous of the one thing we had with us, Caleb. And as you know, we have to give a shout out as always, and thank you for what they do for our show. And Dads on the Fly is always brought to you by.
Yeah, man, it's brought to you by Turtle Box. Turtle Box is amazing, guys. The best, most rugged, loudest speaker, Bluetooth speaker on the market. Go check them out, turtleboxaudio.com. Give Will and those guys a shout. If you want to hear more about their story, go back and listen a few episodes back. We had Will on telling about these amazing things. And so if you want a great experience for outdoors, listening, all kind of stuff, we talk about all the time, music just makes things better, it feels like, and you want to have Turtle Box with you.
Our summer, our week, we're a week away from vacation. So this time, next week we'll be sitting on the porch
and probably two turtle
at
boxes,
least maybe three
surround yeah. sound.
So yeah. Turtle Box Audio for all your beach trips, yeah. for your family activities. Absolutely. The family reunion, people loved it. We sat it down there on that dock and just listened to it all day. It was money. So check them out, turtleboxaudio.com. Sure. So man, we have been super fishy, and you went on vacation. I didn't catch saltwater fish, and we have entered into sort of the time of the summer where it just gets hot.
Yeah.
And now I will say, in comparison, if you're listening to us in other parts of the country,
beach.
Yeah.
2 weeks ago, it is, and when we got home, it was just nuts. Like, because it was crazy hot here for hot, but it's just different, man. It's just so different. Humidity is just different, and it's been hot here last few days, but it's still nothing compared to the coast.
Yeah, but you remember, it's hot, and I don't do. It's so weird how you get. When we lived where we grew up, we could do hot.
Yeah.
We were like used to hot.
Yes.
And now we're
here. It's like 80 degrees, and I'm like, dang, it's hot.
Dude, I sweat like crazy.
Yeah.
And we don't have stinking central AC.
Oh, yeah, you don't here at your house.
So not only am I hot, but most of the time I'm angry.
Okay.
Because these stupid air conditions fall out of the windows, and you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I stay like frustrated.
Fixing AC units.
Well, these window extender fans. Unit yeah. things, and it's a frustrating thing, and it just the hot. I don't know. I just get ready for fall and winter, and I know that's crazy, but but it's not as hot as Texas.
That's true.
And those people have been dealing with real hot.
Yeah.
So, man, 2 years in, here we sit. We've had a super fishy summer. We've got a couple of things planned. I'm excited. Family vacation, obviously. We're going to get to do a couple days floating with just dad that we got planned in August. It's something that we have planned for a while. We haven't done that in 6 years.
Yeah.
Like 2017 or 16.
That
was the Virginia
trip.
Yeah. Wow, 2017. Yeah.
That's crazy.
So we haven't done that. That's so we're going to get to do that. A couple other shout outs I want to give before we wrap this episode up. Big shout out. If you're interested in the trip, the Dad's on the Fly, Father-Son Retreat. Check out Fish Hands, our buddy Frankie's video, because he did a great job. We actually showed it to a buddy that was here last night. He had not seen it. And just to show it to people, it's really cool. The local flow spread was awesome. Super pumped about that. And who knows what we're going to get into as far as going anywhere this next year for like shows or events or whatever. We're not real sure yet. So what else you got, man, before we kind of wrap this up? It's a little shorter episode. We got two really cool episodes coming up, and then the 100. Oh, the other thing we're doing for the 100-year episode. And I'm still building this. It's kind of crazy. But and we don't know how we're going to do it yet either. But we're doing a huge giveaway.
Yeah, the 100 episode is going to be something you want to make sure you tune into.
The biggest
giveaway
we've ever done. Here's just a couple things, sneak peeks.
Okay.
There's going to be some Angler's Coffee.
Okay.
From our friends at Angler's Coffee. There's going to be some Menagerie's fly tying tools.
Yep.
It's going to be some Dad's on the Fly merch, which is probably the least cool thing of the entire package. Who knows? We might give away a local flow magazine. I might talk to them.
That'd be awesome.
And then we've got some other stuff coming in from some of our sponsors.
Sweet.
I'm not sure how big that thing is. But here's the thing. We are not doing this giveaway on social media.
Okay. Yeah.
So this is going to be listener only.
We
haven't figured out how you're going to enter.
We'll figure that out.
We're going to figure that out on vacation.
Yeah.
But it is going to be listener only.
Yep.
So tell your friends, if they've never listened to an episode of Dad's on the Fly,
to listen to episode 100.
Episode 100 they want to listen to, because there is going to be
sweet giveaway
some
for it.
Cool stuff
that's great.
Given away. And that's going to be from a lot of our friends we've met on the show, from Joe at Angler's Coffee to a lot of those people who sponsor the show. You know, Catch Cam's going to kind of, we haven't totally figured out what they're doing yet, but that was another cool thing on the trip, on the float trips, man. That net is continually being rugged, and we want to thank those guys at Catch Cam Nets for sponsoring and Dad's on the Fly podcast. You can build your own net on their website. They are all over the place building these cool different size nets, placeable handles, and you know, you can measure those fish right there on it. So make sure you check those guys out at
Catch Cam Nets. Yeah, catchcamnets.com.
Catchcamnets.com. And give Bo a shout, and he'll take care of you for whatever net size you might need. Even that huge
musky net. Musky net. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, man, this has been great, Joshua. It's cool to think back where we've been in 2 years and kind of reflect on all that this has brought us. I'm really glad we get to do it. I think it's done a lot for our relationship. It's done a lot for our fishing. I mean, it's done a lot for our families, so I'm pretty pumped about it.
I think it's done mostly positive for our families.
I mean, mostly?
Mostly. Well, mostly. I mean, I would say
it's a net positive. Let's put it that way.
Yes. I mean, Dad being on the water with us more than he has before. I mean, I want to save kind of this for the 100th episode, but maybe people are going to send us questions. I'll just give a little sneak peek. We had not fished much the years before we started the show.
No, yeah, I agree.
I don't want to say stopped fishing, but just not. It wasn't like a part of my everyday being like it is now. Does that make sense?
That's all you think about.
And that's not all I think about. There are times I do better of not. Yeah, I understand. But it has become. But it's not just the fishing, man. It's really, like we say all the time, it's the community, and that's what's been so cool about it. And I'm so glad that we feel like we're a very small part, but we're a part of this community. We're a part of this group of folks that, you know, anywhere you go now, you talk about fly fishing if you can find somebody. Like when I went to Dollywood Splash Country the other day, and I got to start taking stickers with me everywhere I go. Because that's the best place to meet, like, potential listeners. You know, you got all these dads with their kids. Like, that's funny. Dollywood's a great place to meet people, too. And so I just love talking to those people. When you start looking for, you know, certain clothing brands that you know, oh, those guys probably fly fish. So
you see some Sim stuff out there.
You see a Sim shirt, like, hey, I wonder if they fly fish.
Some Howard Brothers.
Wearing it, yeah. That's cool. So super excited for what we got coming up. We got two cool episodes coming up while we're on vacation for everybody to check out. The next two Mondays are going to be really sweet. And then episode 100. So I don't know if we gave the directions, but here's the deal. So you got 3 weeks. 3 weeks to give us your topic ideas or questions. Now, I don't foresee us getting more than we can cover.
I don't either.
But, you know, I mean, I guess it could happen. But yeah. I don't foresee us getting more than we can cover. But email thedads@dadsonthefly.com is a great way. Instagram message is fine. I get a lot of those, so sometimes I'll have to go back. If I don't respond immediately, just hit me again. But email is great, and we'll make that happen.
Sounds good. That's what we're talking about. Give us your topic ideas.
Just
email us at thedads@dadsonthefly.com, and we'll bring them up on our 100th episode.
100th episode.
That'll be fun.
And remember, the challenge is out there. If you want to get me on a fish, if you want to get me on saltwater fish, you got, you know, 2 months. Well, I don't go to the Albee trip in October. Yep. So if you want to beat the Albee trip, it's out there. Make it happen. We're still about, I think, 4 reviews short of 100. So if you could help us get
maybe
to that,
we can get that before our 100th episode.
We're trying to get the 100th review for the 100th episode. There you go. Make all that happen. Super big shout out to all those that make this podcast possible. And, you know, okay, the reason we're really doing that for the 100th episode is, and the reason I wanted to do the giveaway not for Instagram world or social media world, is because when we started this thing, it was like, maybe mom will listen, maybe 10 people will listen, right? Maybe some of our buddies.
Yeah.
And now it's, we're going to do this for us because we like it, but we can't thank people enough for listening.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, we couldn't do some of the things we've done.
Yeah, without people who listen.
You know, we couldn't have been some of the places we've been. We couldn't have got some of the people on board that partnered with our show without people believing in what we're doing.
For sure.
And we want to continue to make sure. And we've done such a better job, I think, in this year of making our show intentional with dads and making our show intentional about what we're about, which is, you know, fly fishing, fatherhood, and faith.
Yeah, man.
And we're excited that we can continue to do that. And so, as always, we want to make sure and tell everybody that if you are listening to this for the first time, or you know, you've been a part of Dads on Fly for a while, we hope you know that we care about you. As the reason we care about you and the reason we do this show for part of it is what it's become more of is that because we both know that more than anything, Jesus loves us, and we want to make sure that that is always true in this show. And you know, sometimes I think we do a better job than others of certain episodes of making sure that happens. But I think those that tune in with us enough know that that's what we're about. And that's what's been even super cool about it when we meet people and are able to kind of, you know, plant little seeds and spread messages wherever we go.
For sure, man. It's awesome.
So I think we're in good shape for our next two episodes.
I think so, man. Well, this has been great, Joshua. It's been cool to think back and reflect on 2 years of doing this, and excited for the future and going to keep plugging away at it. And hopefully it keeps leading to some amazing things.
Well, that reminds me, the one time you remember we said, you made this comment. It might have been like year one.
Oh, boy.
And you were like, man, do you really think we can do an episode a week and continually find people to talk to? Do you remember saying that?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
And I already have August.
Now we have a surplus, yeah.
Well, I almost have August booked already. Yeah. I've been working today. Awesome. Like, we've got these guests that are coming out. So, and there's so many more I can't even get to.
I know, man.
Now, I do have I do have a home run I'm working on.
Well, sweet, man. I'm excited.
You've heard about it, right?
Yeah, you told me.
And so, we're going to, I got to figure out how to get out to his people. But he's got a book coming out in October, and I want to get in front of this.
I love it.
So
maybe we can make it happen.
No offense to any of our guests already scheduled, but if this guy was to come through, you're gonna get bumped to the next week.
Everybody's important, though.
Yeah. But it would be a pretty cool one.
Yeah, that's cool.
So
well, sweet, man. Well, Joshua, I think we've hammered this thing out, and thanks for everybody for hanging out and listening with us. And make sure, as Joshua said, if you feel led, go give us a rating or review wherever you get your podcast. And thanks everyone for hanging out and listening to episode 97 of Dads on the Fly. And until next time, tight lines. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Dads on the Fly podcast. We hope this episode has inspired you as a parent or an angler.
If you've enjoyed this episode, please check us out at dadsonthefly.com. There you can subscribe to our email list and find out all the things we got going on here at Dads on the Fly.